Coming up on this episode,
Wonder Woman,
bondage and feminism,
X-Files back on Fox,
Killing Gays will be on the California ballot,
ultra-speed hyperloop transportation,
and an extorting porn star.
All these on Bear Podcast. Bear Podcast 561. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip cards against humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure. That's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 561. It is a Tuesday, March 24th, 2015.
Yeah. Happy belated puppy day.
Belated puppy day. It was yesterday.
Yesterday was National Puppy Day.
There's so many pictures with dogs with their puppies. And then you even see Devin with his puppies.
I know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of human puppies on line too.
Yeah, we had our puppies.
A lot of human puppies yesterday.
You know what? I showed that to some friends. It's really bizarre for them. They found it really bizarre. The one you recorded in your phone.
But if they had like teenage to 25 year olds, it would be very normal for them because that's like the thing now. I think with that
no
age
way.
Group. Yes, puppy play is kind of like furry play, like all that furry stuff and everything.
Really?
Yep.
That's kind of crazy.
That's kind of the age range that it's hitting. Not that there aren't older or younger people into it, but.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so. Hey, belated happy puppy day. So last weekend, the softball, we didn't have any practice or anything. It rained all weekend, and the opening ceremonies of the Montrose Softball League was canceled. There's no games or anything. So we did nothing. Nothing at
did
all.
Did nothing. I did projects around the house.
Oh, you did? What did you do? What did you make?
I don't think I made anything. Just little stuff like, put the drawer hanger on the drawer, fix the ceiling fan in the bedroom so it won't squeak, change some light bulbs out, just little stuff that's been on a list to do forever. So, you know, handyman stuff. So,
see, I wish I could do that. Some of my friends also at work, they said they were helping each other. I even have a downspout gutter that fell down and I need to put it up there, but I need the ladder, I need the...
Someone an extension ladder?
Yeah, I need an extension ladder.
I got an extension ladder. You just got to get it up here. That's the only
I know. That's the problem. Getting an extension ladder. Getting
get your
up
friends
here.
Up with a truck.
Yep. That's the problem. Okay,
Mexican girls in the house.
So did you watched Insurgent. What do you think? But give us a review of Insurgent.
Well, you talk about the movie you saw first because that's the big...
Oh, I saw that. I saw Divergent. You didn't get to watch Divergent?
Yes, I watched Divergent.
Oh, well, Divergent, it's when... I'm even forgetting her name. She was discovering that she's a divergent, meaning you are. She is both a. I don't even remember the words.
They're the different.
Dauntless.
Dauntless.
She's a dauntless, and she's also the faction where his mother is, where her mother is.
I can't remember all.
Can't remember. But anyway, she's the part dauntless, part something.
If you haven't seen the Divergent Insurgent series, it's basically this future dystopian world,
and it's set up in Chicago.
in an obliterated Chicago, pretty much. But there are different factions, and depending on what, I guess it's kind of like a personality test. Depending on what your personality is, where you are.
Yeah,
either
it's almost
this
like
group or this group.
In Divergent, I was remembering it's like the sorting hat from Harry Potter.
Yeah,
right. They would put their blood in, and then Dauntless, and then the other one would be Gryffindor. No, it's not really, but
it's sort of like that. It just basically takes personality traits is what they've gone to, and put all the same people with personality traits, like people that are super intelligent. Not that other people aren't smart, but there are people that are just like that. Intelligent that they create things and they're inventors and they deal with technology, and then there are people that are grow food and take care of people and better caretakers, and then there are people that handle the law, that's what they go, that their law is all rigid by the law and how it goes, and then Dauntless, which is the warrior type
protectors
and stuff. So it's got a great cast in it. Theo James is just hot as hell. He's just too fine. And then what's his name? Crap, I can't remember his name now. But he was in the first season of Spartacus, the curly blonde-haired dude.
Okay.
And I actually recently just saw an article. They were talking to him about his costumes from Divergent and Insurgent and how they had to keep repairing them because apparently his member is so big and the rubbing and running in them, it kept tearing the fabric.
Oh, wow.
So they had to keep doing it because his member is incredibly large for apparently an Australian mon.
Wow. So impressive.
So
wait, this is the guy, the leading guy, leading man.
No, that's Theo James.
Okay.
We're talking about the guy that's the bad guy in the
bad guy, the one who
the one that's got the two plugs screwed into the side of his head.
He's got a big.
I can't remember his name. Yes.
He's got a big one. Okay. Yes, interesting. Okay.
Apparently, there's a whole article on it on Queerty, I think. See, the Queerty Instinct.
Okay.
Of the article, him talking about the number of costumes. They're having issues with those costumes. And apparently, he's also in the Terminator reset.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
He's in that, and there's some costuming issues in there that kind of get discussed. So.
Wait a second. Wasn't he just naked there? I remember he's one of the. He was supposed to go to the
Well,
pastel,
theory, so. They show. Well, in the previews, they show him naked because he has a very nice body. And you've seen him pretty much naked on Spartacus if you've ever watched the first season of Spartacus. So. Mm-hmm.
Gotta watch that. Anyway, so yeah, Insurgent.
Yeah,
is so, it any good?
Insurgent was good. I think Robbie read the books. I haven't read the books. I wasn't. You know, there's only so many young adult stuff that I can read, and I usually stick with the vampires and werewolves and witches on that one.
Twilight.
So Insurgent was good. Robbie says it's a little different than the book, but I mean, they always take the movies, take them up and change them up a little differently. So, but Insurgent picks up. About 5 days where Divergent left off, and then keeps going.
Just 5 days?
Yeah, about 5 days, I think.
So they became factionless?
Kind of, yes, they became factionless. So, and it's all about them figuring out what they are, and the lead character, who she is, and what she's got to do, and that whole thing. So,
okay.
You know, for young adult, teen, book, romance kind of novel, which is kind of what they all are, like Twilight was. It's cute. I liked it. It kept me interested to watch the movie.
You know, if you talk to someone, everybody's gonna pick Dauntless.
I mean, well, everybody wants right to be Dauntless because Dauntless are the badasses, you know.
Yeah, everybody would pick that.
I mean, who doesn't want to be a badass? Any people you walked up and said, oh, I don't want to be a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of like...
I could be a badass, but we have to pinky swear that we'll do.
That's right.
That's right. Pinky swear. Okay.
So it was pretty good. Other than that, I watched another movie because I just got Hulu.
Oh, you started getting Hulu?
Hulu, because we're thinking about getting rid of all the cable stuff.
Good for you.
Saving some money.
Why not also Amazon Prime?
Well, we're talking about that too, but I think we're going to maybe downgrade our AT&T U-verse package and stick with... right now I'll have Netflix, then I'll have Hulu, and then when HBO comes out next month, I'll get that, and that should cover
$15 a month. Yeah, it covers most of the stuff you're going to watch.
Yeah.
And then most of the movies and TV shows are actually offering their TV shows online, ABC, CBS.
And Hulu, you can get them. I mean, they keep the episodes, and then you can go back and watch previous seasons and stuff, so.
Yeah.
So we're checking it out and see what we're doing to try to save money, you know.
Good idea.
Instead of paying $170 a month. $100 a month, big difference. So.
Yep.
So okay. Working on that. But anything else going on?
Oh, nothing much. Like I said, last weekend was really, it's a wash. Because it's raining.
Rain here, so,
it's a wash.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Well, everybody else is getting snow. We were getting lots of rain here. So.
Yeah.
On the first day of spring.
Yeah. Okay, so we have some entertainment news here.
Yes, our entertainment news is Wonder Woman. Da-da-da-da. No.
Wonder Woman. Okay.
So, okay. All right. Let me enlarge this picture here because I meant for you to pull this off and stick it on the thing, but you didn't. So, anyway, there's a new book out about Wonder Woman, Bondage and Feminism in the Marston Peter Comics from 1941 to 1948. So, I saw this and I was like, oh, this looks like an interesting read. So, in fact, I sent this to our friend Don because he's a big Wonder Woman fan. And he's like, oh, I think I got to go buy that. So anyway, William Marston, the psychologist and comic author who created Wonder Woman, believed that the only way to save the world from war was for women to rule the world and for men to become more like women. Ooh. Oh, it sounds like a Beyonce song. Uh-huh. Marston was, among other things, a noted psychological researcher and enthusiastic bondage fetish.
What?
Yes.
He's a fetishist?
Yes. He believed comic books were a great form of educational anti-matriarchy through confronting abuse and modeling girl power, gender fucking, bondage play, and erotic mind control. Writer, comic experts, and editor of the Hooded Utilitarian blog, Noah Berlasky, explores the badass genesis of Wonder Woman in his latest book, Wonder Woman, Bondage and Feminism in Marcus Peter Comics from 1941 to 1948. Vice recently spoke with Berlasky about misandry, lesbianism. I cannot talk tonight, people. Lesbianism and Marston's radical feminist agenda.
Wow. So It's a book right now that is something worth. Is it out?
It's out. Okay. You can get it. So if you click on the link that we got that Maynard posted, you can go read the full article and get in depth about why Wonder Woman had a lasso and why the Amazonians were the way they were.
And they have those braces.
The bracelets and stuff.
Wow. And they like getting shot at and then just. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the whole. Interesting concept there. And the article is pretty long. So, and I didn't put it all in here because we were supposed to have somebody on the show tonight, but.
But he couldn't come.
He canceled on us. Right, Gary? Just because you got to do your own podcast, ignore us. I'm just saying here, girl. Uh-huh. So, anyway.
All right.
So, here's the next big news. I'll let you read that
one. Okay. It's the X-Files. Interesting because. It's been a long time. How many years now? 15 years? I don't know. When was the last time X-Files was
on it? It's been a while.
But anyway, so, yeah, X-Files returns to Fox. So the 13 years after the original series run. 13 years.
13 years.
There you go. It was there right
now. I was waiting for you to read that scene. I know.
It's just that I skipped some episodes. So anyway, Fox has ordered the next mind-bending chapter of The X-Files, a thrilling 6-episode event series which will be helmed by creator executive producer Chris Carter, with the stars David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. Is them again? Good.
Yeah.
And they're walkers. Re-inhabiting their roles as iconic FBI agents Fox Mulder and Dana Scully. This marks the momentous return of the Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning pop culture phenomenon, which remains one of the longest-running sci-fi series in network television's history. Almost as long as Stargate.
Oh, that's right.
Stargate went along. So, production of the X-Files event series is to begin in summer 2015. Further details remain under wraps and will be announced at a later date.
Yeah.
Are you excited about this?
So, I wonder where they're going to pick up from. Because you know they did the movie.
From the movie.
They picked up from the movie and it got really weird at the end of the movie like it did the series.
There was an alien ship flying away and it's just so convenient that Fox Mulder was the only one who saw it and Scully was out cold. And by the time she put her head up, the spaceship is gone. So whatever Fox Mulder says, she's not gonna. I don't know.
So it'd be interesting to see where they
pick up. Am I right? That's the one I remember from that last
movie. That sounds right. It's been, like I said, that was a long time ago. It's been like 13 years since.
Yeah.
Because the movie came out about 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Well, 13 years ago was the one last aired. So it's got to be like 10 years ago. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, 10 years ago.
It was a couple years after it aired, they finally got the movie done. So.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, are you guys excited? Let us know if you like.
And I think David Duchovny's done with Californication, so he's probably looking for a job.
Yeah. It's the best time to do it, right?
And what's her name?
Gillian Anderson.
Gillian Anderson has been on Hannibal.
Oh, is she?
That's right. She plays Hannibal's psychologist.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it yet.
At the end of this season, she was on a plane with him disappearing after the FBI just figured out he was Hannibal.
Okay. We'll check it out.
So, all right. It'll be interesting to see what happens. So.
If you guys are seeing this video, it's kind of weird because we're trying out a new camera. It's kind of fishbowl looking. I don't know if it is. I'm just testing it out. I'm going to use it this weekend. I'll tell you guys later what's going to happen this weekend. Okay, so it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre, Ray.
Okay, on with the gay. Officials are powerless to stop proposed anti-gay initiative. The proposed initiative submitted by a Huntington Beach attorney that would authorize the killing of gays and lesbians by bullets to the head or any other convenient method is testing the limits of the state's normal liberal attitude on putting even the most extreme ideas on the ballot if enough signatures are collected. The proposed initiative has been met by a firestorm of anger, yet there appears to be nothing that can stop it from me giving a formal name and advancing to the signature process. For a fee of $200, Matthew McLaughlin submitted what he called the Sodomite Suppression Act to the State Attorney General's Office, which has little choice but to give it a ballot-worthy name, summarize its effects, and set the clock running for gathering signatures. Mr. McLaughlin's immoral proposal is just the latest and most egregious example of the need to further reform the initiative process, Assemblyman Evan Lowe, a Democrat, said. Some of California's most controversial laws have been given life through the initiative process, though some lived only briefly. A 1996 initiative legalized marijuana for medical use, a law that still stands. So that's how they got medical use, doing the same thing they're doing here.
They just file it and everybody just gets a vote.
Well, they have to sign it and then they vote and then it gets put on the ballot to vote. And there's not too much they can do, but if they get enough signatures and then they can do it. It gets put on the ballot to vote.
See, that's just that's the point, though, in this story. I remember reading about it also, that some judges can just throw this away because that's illegal. Illegal to kill. It's just not right if you kill someone. But then, just because you paid $200 and made the right, submitted the right papers, something that is homophobic at the same time also murderous.
Yeah.
Even you, what do you think was the clerk thinking?
It's like clerks having to issue marriage license. They have to do it.
Yeah,
that's the law.
Yeah, but
they might not agree with it. But
I'm just saying she may not agree. Oh, you're gonna kill people if they're gay?
Okay,
$200. Okay, here's your receipt, sir.
But the same process. 2 years earlier, voters approved a so-called Save Our State initiative, which denied a public education and other benefits to those in the country illegally. The law was quickly declared to be illegal. So,
see, it can be declared illegal. I mean, of course.
Well, yeah.
Even before.
But it got voted in, and then it had to go before the Supreme Court to get it kicked back out, saying that it was illegal to have a law like this.
Because it infringed on
basic rights. Well, but see, that's how certain states do their stuff. I mean,
that's a big waste.
If we want to go in and get a law put on the books, we could go in and file $200, get it out there, and get 180 something thousand signatures and put it on there. I'm surprised they didn't use that to completely legalize pot in California. Apparently, all the potheads are too stoned to realize they can do that.
Yeah, that's true.
And two of the lawmakers were so revolted by McLaughlin's submitted initiative, they have proposed a bill that increased the fee for filing a ballot measure from $200 to $8,000. So you just can't walk in the street and file one. So, but to get this on the ballot, McLaughlin will need to collect more than 365,000 signatures in 180 days. Now, my question is, are there 365,000 haters in the state of California that would sign this so that you could go legally kill a gay person?
Good luck to him.
Yeah.
So. I mean, you're actually asking 365,000 people if they want to kill a person. That's pretty much it. That's the bottom line of this.
Yeah.
Just because they don't agree with what you think.
Well, McLaughlin says that same-sex intimacy, a monstrous evil, and says it would be better for gay people to die than for Californians to be killed by God's just wrath for the folly of tolerating wickedness in our midst.
Yeah.
It would also make the spreading of sodomistic propaganda punishable by a $1 million fine, 10 years in jail, or deportation from the state, and it would ban gay people from holding public office.
You know, thinking about this, sodomistic propaganda. I know for a fact that straight people do sodomy too.
Well,
And just because it's called sodomistic, do you think gays only do it? No, straight people do also do it. No, right? They should be fine too. I mean, you know. I
don't well, know. You know, I should have put the article in there. You know, I wanted to put this in there because it's a little bit more strongly worded. But we have our own gay nation now. I posted that on the Geek and the Bazaar. It's an island off of Australia.
Oh, that's right.
And I was thinking, maybe it's time to move.
It's time to move to Australia where there's this gay nation. Everybody's gay there. Right.
And we have a queen or king or whatever it is. It's a monarchy rule.
Probably a queen. So going there, there'll be drag queens and drag kings.
We could start. We could go find a little pot on the island and open up our own little BDSN town.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. BDSN Bears, Cubs, and Chaser town.
BDSN town. All right. Okay, let's go to the geek ray. So Teslas. Oh, Tesla. It's always nice to hear how Elon Musk is doing right now. Tesla's ultra-speed Hyperloop transportation system will change transportation as we know it. Elon Musk is at it again. Next year, the construction of an innovative ultra-speed transportation system called Hyperloop will commence in Central California. It is the world's first supersonic overland transport system with the ability to reach speeds of up to 800 miles per hour. Like most of other Musk-inspired creations, the Hyperloop concept seems like something straight out of the future, which is true. We feel, well, I don't know. Japan has been doing it already, their bullet trains.
Well, they get the bullet trains, but this is a little bit different than the bullet train. Well, it's a bullet train, but it's a bullet train on steroids is what it is.
Oh, yeah. So we feel now that we're at the stage where questions are answered on a theoretical level. So now we're moving on to prototyping. So that's what they're doing. So to begin, the first 5 mile stretch, just 5 miles.
Well, you need 5 miles to test it.
Okay, 5 miles, just about a few seconds on that 800 mile per. So yeah, 5 mile stretch Hyperloop system will begin construction in 2016 in a brand new sustainable community called Quay Valley, located between Los Angeles and San Francisco. So the 5 mile stretch will allow us to completely test the technology from the boarding process to the safety procedures. Really everything except top speed. Yeah, by the time you go to top speed, you're already slowing down. So the boarding process, so the 5 mile stretch, well, wait, hold on, where are we? Yeah, so Musk Visions sees the Hyperloop as a 400-mile-long network of above-ground tubes with very low air pressure inside them, which allows bus-sized capsules. Bus size! Mm-hmm. Imagine a big bus going.
It's like especially a train that's getting shot through a tube.
Yeah. So bus-sized capsule to travel through those tubes at near supersonic speeds. When built, the full-scale version of a vacuum transportation network will take passengers and freight at speeds of up to 760 miles per hour. The system is being deemed as 1,000% improvement on today's transportation, which I agree. I mean, if you have that and see San Francisco to Los Angeles, people ride a 30-minute flight on Southwest or something. Imagine this, you can do it in minutes. Wow.
For not nearly the cost.
Yeah. And it's a mass transportation because it can carry buses yeah. types. So
and the way the system they're talking about, because we reported on this earlier in the year when they first announced this, and he was looking, and Elon Musk was trying to get people interested because they're building this huge new rail line through California that's costing billions of dollars. And he was like, well, if we go with this, it's half the price. The technology is almost here. We can make it happen. It's solar powered. It powered its own self, which I think all this is tying into the other stuff he's doing. Because, you know, last week or the week before, we reported on his house battery that runs solar power that can power your whole house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We talked about
imagine it. Imagine that. This, if it's built with solar panels on the top, it pretty much
self-sustaining. Yeah.
So.
Imagine that.
So, and interesting, I watched on YouTube the other day a series about trains and the new maglift trains and the high-speed trains. And the basic thing that they're trying to do is, well, the most expensive thing is the tracks.
Yeah.
And the upkeep of those. But they're talking about with the way property is now and getting the right-of-ways to do all that stuff, it's hard to do. But if it's elevated and it's inside a tube that's low pressure, there is not that much sound or noise. So you'll be having...
Oh, okay.
So it cuts down on all that. And plus it's elevated. So it takes it over to existing stuff. And most people they'll just have to get you sighted with a tube up in there.
And they're going to have movies about it being destroyed and stuff like that, like Godzilla destroying it
or stuff like that. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see. But I think it's great that somebody's taking the initiative in going forward with this. Because in the story, I got the map here of what we could connect with this kind of system.
So you have to write, looking at the map, you have to write from San Francisco to Las Vegas, and then from Las Vegas, it goes to Phoenix.
Yeah,
and then from Phoenix to Houston. Wow.
So.
That's a three legs of a, it's like a flight. If you have one of these.
Depending on how they set it up, you could be going to Los Angeles and never get out of the train you're in. It just speeds past Phoenix. If you're not, say everybody on this train is going to LA, then it shoots on through. It doesn't have to stop.
We're talking about the express lane now.
Kind of like express lanes. But I mean, you know, they got the laid out here. It's actually pretty good. The only thing I didn't understand, there's one that goes from Orlando to Miami, but there is no connecting between Orlando and Jacksonville to take it into the rest of the country. I thought that was kind of odd. So you go from Disney World to Miami, and that's it. That's all you get to do.
How do you even get to Orlando?
Yeah.
And
I noticed it cuts straight up from there across the country into St. Louis, Chicago, but there's no way to go from basically Atlanta all the way to D.C., but maybe that's because of the mountains, and it's avoiding the mountains because the terrain would be too rugged. I noticed it does the same thing on the California side.
Actually, by the looks of this also, the only way to go to the East Coast is via Phoenix, and then, I will show the map on the website. The links on the website, so you can see the map. It's pretty interesting because
if it gets built. And, you know, they're talking in Houston now to do the high-speed rail between Houston and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if they did it like this instead of the high-speed rail.
They have a stop at New Orleans. Yay!
Yeah. I mean, imagine you could be in New Orleans in like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Just park and ride, right?
Park and ride.
Park and ride.
And there are some of the concepts of this that you can actually put your vehicles on the train with you.
Oh, yeah.
And then take them. And, I mean, they have to be deboarded and stuff like that. But, I mean, it would be interesting if they made it so you could take your car with you so you'd have a way to get around when you get there.
So you can actually say your car went 750 miles per hour.
Yeah. So because it's pretty interesting. And I hope they work it out, get it all worked out.
Elon Musk has to do something about it. I mean, he's rich enough. He can
probably he's got his hands on technology. I mean, one of his biggest businesses is SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got Tesla cars,
mm-hmm.
which are gaining momentum. And the newer cars that are coming out are cheaper, so more people will be able to afford them. He's got the whole solar power thing down.
Batteries, yeah.
And batteries with solar power. Mm-hmm. That he has a company that actually, I forgot what it's called. It's called Sun something, I think. That's all solar power, and you go through them. And now he's doing this, so... It's going to be interesting to see how all this works together and stuff. But I have a feeling that as the solar power stuff is, he develops better panels that produce more power. And then since he's building one of, like the battery plant for the Tesla cars, it's completely solar powered. Off the grid.
It's got to have to be, yeah.
So, I mean, innovative thinking like that. So he's not tied into the grid. It's not a whole bunch of infrastructure there that's needed. So it's going to be interesting to see as he improves his technology, what else he expands it to.
Yeah. Oh, let's see what happens with Elon Musk. Let's see what
I hope it works.
Yeah. Okay. So what's next, Ray?
Next, the bizarre. This is not much as bizarre as this. This is just dumbass. This is a bizarre dumbass.
Bizarre dumbass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean Cody Studd, Jarek Wentworth arrested for felony extortion and undercover FBI sting. The stereotype that pretty people are dumb is as insensitive as it is untrue. In this case, however, it seems to hold some weight. Jarek Wentworth, a.k.a. Tariff Brank of Sean Cody and Men.com, has been arrested by undercover FBI agents for reportedly extorting a wealthy victim by threatening to make public the victim's embarrassing sexual liaisons. Brant was put under surveillance after he successfully blackmailed the unnamed wealthy gentleman out of some $500,000 in cash and an Audi R8 valued at $180,000. Who is he sleeping with? Christian Grey?
Who could it be? Gotta be that much Christian Grey. Yeah, it's gotta be. You know,
Christian Grey has those Audis, so.
Yeah.
But after he very greedily demanding another million and a condo, the man went to the FBI for help. They set up a sting in Los Angeles, Starbucks. See, Starbucks. And on March 4th, arrested Brank. Inside Brank's car at the time of the arrest was a loaded 357 Magnum revolver with additional ammunition. According to Straight Up Gay Porn, and that link is very unsafe. If Maynard pastes that link on the
not safe for work.
Is not safe for work. Brant was denied bail due to the flight risk and remains in custody of the U.S. Marshal until his arraignment on March 26, when official charges will be filed. They also note that his recent roles in gay porn have found him playing a detective and listening in on other people's thoughts, for what it's worth. Brank made several threats via text messages, again, not the best idea, which were included in the FBI affidavit, some which have read, "I do have a Twitter and your photos. Lies can be made up, or maybe it's the truth. Check my Twitter. The conversation will grow, and the questions will be asked. You lied to me and treat me like shit. I asked again, and you put it behind you. Now it's biting your ass. I want a new car, motorcycle, and both hands full of cash.
Oh, God.
I want a condo here in L.A., bachelor pad. You have taste I like. Two bed max. Prefer one. I want $300,000 in cash. You can and will. I want this ASAP like yesterday so you can be at peace. If convicted, Brant faces up to 15 years in prison and perhaps more due to the loaded gun."
Wait, so this is a porn actor.
This is a porn actor.
Extorting.
Extorting some real, very rich man that he's had sex with. Apparently, maybe ex-lover type. See, that's what happens when you date these little porn boys.
That's just horrible. I mean, for one thing, you know.
Well, the first thing is, if this man is embarrassed enough that this guy can extort this much out of him, he's a dumbass.
Yeah, in the first place.
Because if you're going to be out having sex with men and you're rich, somebody's going to get a hold to it. And eventually it's going to come out who this guy is, I guarantee you. And then it's going to be like, oh, he's got married kid and Jerry Falwell and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it might be Ted Cruz or something like that. You know, something like that.
Well,
so
it's really sad that, you know, a porn star would be doing some extortion. Extortion by itself, by anyone.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're rich. Anyway, well, not could I say that it's a bizarre article. It's really just a
dumbass article.
Hey, we have an email.
But it's bizarre because he's such a dumbass.
Oh, it's from Gary. Okay. So, yeah, he says, "I hope all is going well for both of you personally, and it looks like things are doing well with the show as I've seen watching the video episodes." Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah. But you can't be on the show.
You can't be in the show because you're...
doing your podcast.
No. He's not available right now. So,
you mean Gary's I would like to record the show. Gary's unavailable. What?
He's unavailable. No, he's available, available.
Oh, he's available, available. Like,
but he's not available tonight.
Well, is he like available, like a revolving door available? Or?
He's revolving door available.
Gary's revolving door available. Love you, Gary. Right.
Also, okay, so he has a comment on the prep. Okay.
Okay.
So the prep comment you received and was discussed in the latest episode, I think there's a larger discussion not being dealt with well in regards to those that choose to take the medication. I think there's confusion or miscommunication taking place because of the Truvada whore campaign. Friends of mine are taking Truvada, and I've discussed this with them. Oh. The comment you received, I think, is a biased perspective about the usage and need for the modification. So yeah, it's for the medication. Yeah, that's true. I mean, well, I think he was just misinformed, and the first thing that comes up if you have people taking PrEP means you're going to be a whore. You're going to be a whore.
You whore.
Well, you don't charge. So you're a slut.
But.
Yeah. Okay.
But you're trying to be a safe slut, so I got to give that to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, safe slut because they're taking Truvada.
Yeah.
Who was telling us about that? Was it Julio telling us about people chatting and then, Hey, hottie, on Grindr or Growler, yeah. Saying, "Hey, hottie, how are you?"
Well, a lot of people have in their profiles.
Yeah, and then, hey, won't you come over? Bring your friends.
That's right. Well, I'm on PrEP.
I'm on PrEP, so bring your friends.
Yeah.
Ah, oh my God, that's just...
So, regardless of what it is, whether if it's HIV or any other stuff, there's always people that's going to be misusing it. And one of the biggest things, I think, that gay men, that we have as gay men, is our sexuality and the fact that, you know, there's a lot of sex, there's a lot of unbiased sex, there's not, it's an ongoing thing, and it's been that way since the beginning, and people just come out of the, basically out of the closet in the dark to say, hey, I'm gay and I'm having sex with a bunch of men and I enjoy it and I'm being a man whore or whatever I want to be, and that's okay, which it is. But I think there's also a lot of people that sit back and like, well, look, we made it through the 80s and how many died because of that?
Yeah.
And, you know, so now we're here at this where there's a way to stop it so we can start taking it. And so it's a big discussion. And it's one that everybody, I think, personally has to make in their decision. And I'm joking about calling people whores and sluts. I am not being serious about that. But taking Truvada or any other type of drug is a personal choice. And it's your life. And you choose to live your life the way you want to.
Yeah. And just you're.
And I'll sit here and try not to be judgmental.
And probably jealous. No, I'm kidding.
Probably
jealous. Getting all the ass you want. Well, in my take of it, of course, it is. I don't think you should be using it as a license to be as promiscuous as you can be. It's good to take it, and of course, in conjunction with using other prophylactics like condoms and everything. So, yeah. Like Ray said, yeah, we sometimes make fun of it that people who use it are really promiscuous or we call you sluts. But joking, you know, we're just joking about that. Just joking aside, it for some people it does look like it's a license to do something very nefarious, or mm-hmm. So not necessarily nefarious, but more like they're gonna whore around. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the perception, and that's exactly. Other people, like our previous caller, the previous writer who emailed us about it. And yeah, I could see that people have different opinions about it. So anyway.
Because on the other hand, I cannot be on PrEP and I could be out and be doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's a lot unsafer. Yeah.
A lot unsafer. So. Yeah. So, I mean, you get both sides. And I understand both. Well, there's a lot of heavy feelings about this. I mean, it's just like, you know, if you watch any of the movies about the early AIDS crisis, about wear condoms and, you know, stop having so much, you know, anonymous sex. And people are like, what? Are you crazy? Why? No. And it's same thing. So
I will not have sex with people I know. I will always be, it will always be a stranger.
That's right.
Yeah.
That way they don't call.
They don't call.
They don't want stuff.
Right. Anyway, so. Yeah, I don't know. Well, thank you, Gary, for the email. And I don't know how we'll try to get you in next week, because we probably won't have a show next week because I'll be out. Where am I going to go?
Well, it's not Drench Fur. Yeah. I know that.
I can't go to Drench Fur. Ray's not going. I'm not going. Well, I kind of thought I couldn't go because already of the schedule. So what's your excuse? You said you want to go next year. You said last year. You're broke, okay? Yeah, I'll be out of town next week. So, we won't be able to do a show next week. So we could have had a separate show if only Gary went online here, but no, he's not, he's somewhere else.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, so thank you, Gary, again for the email. Love you. Okay. And
we're just checking with you, Gary. Love you.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be out of town, and then I'll be back the week after. Like, you know, just excited.
From Costa Rica.
I can't wait to do some zip lining.
With your GoPro?
I heard it's I'm going to bring this GoPro. Well, this DB Power, whatever, this GoPro knockoff. Yeah, somebody told me that there's a half-mile zip line.
Nice.
That'd be awesome. Half mile.
Yeah.
It's like.
Did it have a thing so you can like wear it so you where you're on it?
Oh yeah, I have the attachments to put it on. Okay. I have to study that. I'm excited about that. So I'm going to do that, and then, I did ask if I can do the Superman. You know, when you zip lining, you do the Superman, just like in Divergent. You're about
jacking off on their back and slapping the sheet on it.
No.
Superman to hoe.
No. I think that's okay. Spider-Man you're talking about. You know.
No.
You come in your hand and then...
No. Spider-Man to hoe? I mean, not Spider-Man. Superman to hoe?
Superman to hoe.
You don't remember that song?
No.
Well, it's basically a guy will go over to a girl's house and she won't put out, so he'll lay in bed and jack off and cheat on her back, and then he'll slide out and push the sheets up so it sticks to her. So when she gets out of bed, the sheets are stuck to her, and she's got like a cape on like Superman. Did you not ever look up this stuff on the Urban Dictionary?
Well, I never heard that term before. So that's Superman something to look up. Superman ho.
Superman ho.
That's okay, it. I gotta use that. Okay. So anyway, like I said, I wanted to do a Superman, but I don't think they're gonna allow it. You always have to be hanging like that. You can't be doing a Superman style. This is like Divergent. Remember Divergent?
Yeah.
One of their initiations was to ride that zip line that goes through the city. Remember that? And then they had to hit the brakes themselves, or else they splat on the wall.
And they're doing the Superman.
Yeah, they were doing the Superman. They're just awesome. Oh, anyway, I can't do it. Okay, so what else? Parasailing. I don't know if we're going to do that, maybe. Snorkeling. That'd be nice.
Costa Rica has a big gig.
Yes, it does, actually, yeah. In fact, the place we're staying at, saying, oh, that's nearby. We have two gay bars and a gay discotheque. So, okay. Hey. There's a discotheque. A gay discotheque, right? That's what's going to happen to us. So, anyway, so I'm excited, but Mike and I are going to have a good trip, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Just call and leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes. And subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.